Hello, and welcome to Backflips and Nerds from my dungeon in sunny Oxfordshire. We're currently running live, so this is the first time we're going to do this, and let's see what happens. The podcast, this will also be turned into a podcast, so we're going to do this as well. We're going to run live as well as doing this as a podcast, so don't worry if you're not here. But then again, if you are here listening to it as a podcast, you already know it's a podcast. Anyway, this is Batflips and Nerds, and we're running live for the first time. So, as per usual, we'll get rid of all of our housekeeping. I'm your host, Tom Pringle. You can find us on batflipsandnerds.com. You can find us on Twitter at batflips_nerds. On Facebook at facebook.com/batflipsandnerds, etc., etc. I did have written down on my sheet here, the guest tonight is Gabriel from Extra Innings UK, but due to it all being very last minute and me not being very organised to try and get this sorted, he's had to drop out, but he will be back on Thursday. So we'll get to chat to Gabriel on Thursday, which will be great because we're going to learn all about the under-23 championships that are currently taking place. Instead, I've got a bit of a step in John McGee. How are you, John?
I'm all right, mate. How are you? I'm a little bit disconcerted about what I'm seeing on the screen and what you're broadcasting to the world. And a little bit worried that you've been undertaking some elaborate torture with that shovel that's poised there, and perhaps having tired somebody out on a turbo trainer with those bike wheels, you've then buried them with that shovel, or maybe you've just been doing some practice swings with it in the background. I'm not sure. So as you said, I'm a last minute stand-in, but you know, I'm ready to go. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. We've got some good topics to cover. I can cover a bit of under-23s. Gabriel is absolutely the expert. And as you said, he and I are going to talk about this on Thursday, all things being well. But we can cover a little bit. It's been an eventful couple of days. I don't know if you've been following it.
I followed zero amount of it. So, I'm looking forward to actually listening to that. I was looking forward to chatting to Gabriel tonight and saying, look, I am brand new to it. Teach me everything. Which then would hopefully bring some people on board. But I've been completely out of the loop. It'd be nice to see what Gabriel's going to say.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, before we get into that, I just want to ask a couple of questions. Firstly, why do you not have more lights in that room? And secondly, what the hell is that hat?
So I've got one light in the room, which is up there. That's my only garage light. I'm currently using my phone to light my face.
It's the sixth sense.
So it just gets worse if I do that. So I'm going to put that back over there. The hat. So the hat was from Lids in... Where did I go? New Orleans. That's where I went. I went to New Orleans. So I bought it from Lids. It was $25 and it was the cheapest one that was there. And I thought, do you know what? I'm trying to get all 29 major league teams. So I'm just going to buy it because it's cheap at the moment. And anyone who spotted the deliberate mistake, clearly I'm not going to buy a Yankees hat.
Right, good. It's still no excuse to buy it, to wear it, sorry. Can't believe you're actually wearing it. Enough of that. We've got a lot to cover and not a lot of time. So what's the first order of business, boss?
We're going to talk about your fan meet. Which is happening in Manchester this weekend. So if you weren't aware, it's on this Sunday, 13th of August. It's got a start time of 5:45 p.m. But I think if the games are going to be starting, 6:05, I think the first one is? 6:10, maybe?
Yeah, between 6:05 and 6:35, there's a handful of games there that we put out to the public vote, and they all had that early start time. So they'll be staggered. We're going to show more than one, I believe, but they're going to be staggered over that time. We're going to have a dressed room. I'm not quite sure what that means, but we'll find out, won't we? That was Andy's wording when he put the invite there for the tickets together. So what that means, I'm not entirely sure. Well, there'll certainly be Backflips and Nerd stickers around the joint, and I might bring this ball. Maybe I could just put this ball up. Baseball day. Yeah, that's it. That's gonna be the decoration, everybody. So there you go. It is a World Baseball Classic ball. So, you know, it's a good one. All right, anyway, I digress. So, yeah, 5:30. It's going to be fun. We sold over 50 tickets, which is awesome. And I believe quite a few people might be wandering up who don't have a ticket. So it should be a good old do.
When you say sold tickets, they are all free, though. So
they are free. Yep.
Don't think you have to go and buy one. They are completely free. So you can just literally put your name down. All it is try and get a rough idea of how many people are going. And now we have an approximation of over 50, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a cool room. It's a cool bar. Like we're in a particular room that's sort of one half of this bar. And as we've said on a number of podcasts and on the Twitter, the food there is cool and you can get some good beer. They've got a lot of the Beaver Town beers in cans, which are really pretty good. So if you're not driving, Tom, I took into a couple of those.
Oh, do you know what? I wasn't planning to drive. And today, one of our guys phoned in sick and will be out for a week. So I now have to go away on Monday. But it's only Monday night. So I'm going to drive up there. I can have a beer. And then I'm going to be driving back when I've finished, which is going to be a long old drive. But it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it to support and go to this event.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So for those of you who've been following it, we had a Twitter poll to decide the game. And I believe you are going to explain what happens next because it was quite tight.
Yeah. So essentially, we decided we're going to vote for the game, which was the same way that the guys of Baseball by Committee did it for the London game, which we thought was a good idea. And we jump on the bandwagon and do it. We did have over 400 votes, which is fantastic, which means there's been so many people who have been involved and sharing it and retweeting it and pushing the game they want to see, which is great. However, as I think some people have said, it may have been the wrong decision for us to do that Twitter poll and set it up as such, because as we've just said, there's approximately 50 people going. There's over 400 votes, which means there's a lot of people voted who aren't going. And there's been quite a lot of annoyance about the game that's been selected. So what we're going to do, and we've learned our lesson, we shouldn't have done it this way, and we're going to do it a different way next time. But we're going to open it up as almost like a bracket. So that's our final four done. It comes down to the final two games. And we think it only fair that the people that are attending the event are going to be the ones that decide the game. So it's going to be the Pirates at the Blue Jays versus the Indians at Rays, because they're the two teams that came within, we reckon, about 5-10 votes or whatever it was in the end. So we're going to let it be decided on the day. Now, knowing the amount of Blue Jay fans that will be at the event, and we're at the London event, it's more than likely going to be the Blue Jays game that gets shown. However, we potentially have a second screen, so we're going to fire it up onto there for the Indians game if needs be. And we'll also have our Erie Seawolves, who will be getting displayed as well on maybe a third screen or an iPad in the corner. We're not sure yet. But we're going to do our best. So keeping that in mind then, and running on to the next subject, which is going to be our Erie Seawolves. They're going to be doing a UK night on the Wednesday, the 16th of August. This is happening in Erie, so not over here, unfortunately. But we've had lots of good feedback from Greg Coleman, who's the GM, and Hunter, is it Horenstein? Horenstein?
Horenstein, yeah.
Horenstein. They've both said that, because they've opened up their DM, so it's at Seawolves GM and at @H_Horenstein. They've both opened up their DMs and they're desperate for more ideas and more information and more sort of gimmicks they really want for the game to be out there. So keep sending those in. They're really, really happy with them so far. I'm now in the country for this, which is good news. So I might be able to stay up late for this one, which would be great. There's plenty of details on our website, though. I don't know if you've got anything to add there, John.
Yeah, I think what they're particularly looking for now are sort of gimmicks and the like. They're really interested in trying to play clips from British celebrities, so little audio things if something good or bad happens. They've got some well-known ones, Gordon Ramsay, James Corden, Daniel Craig, Benny Hill, who, for those of you who aren't aware, is very, very popular out there in the States. So they've already got some bits and pieces, but those are things they're particularly keen on. And also some slang as well. They want to try and run some slang past some of the players to see if they can guess what it is. So I've already sent them a list of cricketing terms, some of which are true and some of which are false. And they're going to run those past some of the guys for a bit of a fun video clip. And the music is sorted. Unsurprisingly, I've sent them the longest list of music that anyone's ever seen. And I hope if they take my suggestion that each batter is going to have their walk-up music themed around a different city of the UK. Hopefully that works out. So some music from Bristol, some music from Manchester, some music from Leeds, Glasgow, Cardiff, London, obviously. Some of those were pretty hard, by the way. I was scratching around to try and get five for Leeds. And who knew Newcastle had the musical heritage that it has? I certainly didn't. And Tom, I know you didn't because you know nothing about music. But yeah, that's going to be fun. We've got some stuff to give away from them, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot about that. Yeah. So I tried to get an order in when my big Detroit trip was going on. I managed to get an order in through the Erie Sea Wars, and they were very, very kind and gave me a load of extra free stuff as well. So we do have, do you know what? Because it was a live show, I should have brought it down and shown you all, but it's upstairs in the house. So we do have a T-shirt to give away, so an Erie Sea Wolves T-shirt. And also what I thought initially was a flag, but it looks like a pillowcase made out of nylon. Now, I'm not quite sure if you'd like to use a nylon pillowcase, but you could use it as a flag, and it's great these guys have sent it to us. So we have got two items to give away, kind of still deciding what we need to do about that and how we're going to give it away.
I know how we're going to give these away. Okay. I have made a decision. We've been punting this around. Now, one of the things that the guys in the Seawolves front office have asked us to do is to record ourselves reading out the lineup card, and we're going to be played as giving out the lineup. Next batter will be Kristen Stewart, etc. Obviously, I'll do it with more of a flourish. They've also asked us to gather as many as we can of people doing this in different accents from around the UK so that they can play a lot of different ones and make it a bit more fun. So what I have decided, and Tom, tell me if you disagree, is that those Erie Seawolves prizes, the T-shirt and the flag / pillowcase, will be open to people who want to send us an MP3, a single MP3 of each person on the lineup card. In their own accent or an accent of their choice. Remember, these are Americans. They don't know that you're not Scouse. So if you can get near, give it a go. Can you send those to admin@batflipsandnerds.com, please? We'll compile them. We'll send them over to the guys. And we'll choose two people who send in their own voice clips. It'll also be awesome because you'll be played over the tannoy and the big speaker over in UPMC Park. And you might also get yourselves a little bit of an Erie Seawolves prize too.
I like it.
Admin@batflipsandnerds.com.
Yeah. So for the final time, admin@batflipsandnerds.com. Please do send in your MP3s, any videos, any ideas you've got, send them over to us. And we'll select the best ones and then give those prizes out. Cool. I think that's all we've got for. Oh, in fact, we didn't even mention that venue, did we, for Manchester?
So, oh, yeah. Pie and Ale on Lever Street.
Pie and Ale on Lever Street. I need to speak to you about parking, whether I can get my car up there, but we'll sort that out on another time.
No, but we'll work.
Okay. Do come along. It looks like it's going to be a good event, especially if we can get 50 plus. That would be really good. The London one was fantastic. The boys did a really good job on that, especially when we managed to get the four games up at once, although it did completely kill the internet in London. So
we're not going to manage that. I think two, possibly three at a stretch.
Okay, so we might have to start using tethering of my phone, which will be fun for data.
Great.
Cool. So let's move on to our next topic, which was going to be the under-23s with Gabriel. Now, as I said at the top, I know nothing about it. So, John, if you can educate us, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, so for those of you who are uninitiated, the Great Britain under-23 squad is currently playing in the European Championships, which is taking place in three countries. It's taking place in Austria, the Czech Republic, and Hungary. And the GB pool is taking place in a place called Vels, which is in Austria, which I'd never heard of until earlier this week. They're in a pool with Austria and with Poland and with Spain. They've played two games so far, one yesterday and one today. It's going pretty well. So yesterday was the first ever no-hitter thrown in GB baseball history in an international tournament by a combination of Nolan Bond, the University of Houston pitcher, and Miguel Rodriguez. Bond went six innings, 73 pitches, struck out a bunch, and Rodriguez closed it out, and GB shut out a competitive Austrian team 10-0 by a mercy rule win after seven innings. Today was expected to be a slightly easier task. Poland are kind of a dark horse, but somewhat unknown. GB did manage to get the win, but it was an extra innings win, 13-12 after 11. It was a bit of a heart stopper to follow, to be honest. I've been away with work today and I was sat doing some work in Southampton Airport for a couple of hours this afternoon. And I had the ticker on and GB were trailing 8-1 going into the bottom of the top of the seventh inning, and managed to turn it round to exit the seventh inning 9-8. So 9-all. So they were 9-8 up after the top of the seventh inning. A pretty shaky pitching performance, I think, from the young Polish chap on the bump. A few hit by pitches, quite a lot of walks, and only two hits mixed in there, with eight runs crossing the plate. It wasn't plain sailing. There was a bit of toing and froing and extras. Of course, this being an international tournament now, you start with the same extras rules as the World Baseball Classic. So a man on first, a man on second. So GB scored three in the top of the 10th, which was matched by Poland, one in the top of the 11th, and then managed to shut them out. A very, very awesome pitching performance from Jordan Fretheim, who came in and pitched four innings in relief and didn't allow a single earned run, despite having those two guys starting on the bases. A couple of runs came in, but of course they're unearned. So yeah, a really interesting performance. And yeah, they've got to go into the game against Spain, which is going to take place on Thursday, with a lot of confidence, one would expect. A couple of really exciting players in that team, I think. I think Bond looks pretty hot. You know, anyone throwing six innings, getting a load of Ks without any hits at that level of competition is clearly a class above. And there's a young catcher, American catcher of British descent, a lad called Hayden Platt, who's at Elon University, which is in North Carolina. He was in the All-American thirds team last year, so he's a pretty handy player himself. He did very well yesterday. He was replaced by Connor Brown, who, of course, is known to us, who plays over in Germany with Cologne today. And a few big hits for podcast alumnus Jordan Edmonds both yesterday and today, which was pleasing to see. So, yeah, it's going well. Fingers crossed, not a definite, but I'm hoping to speak to Liam Carroll tomorrow, if he can fit us in, just to have a bit of a check-in. And if we do, then there'll be a sort of mini podcast of that too. And if not, we'll catch up with Liam at the end of the tournament.
Gabriel was talking about the fact that you guys are going to talk on Thursday. And he was mentioning the fact that the teams are going to get seeded at that point. So is it like a round robin round after this or something, or a knockout round?
I think it's a knockout round. I'm not entirely sure. So as I said, the next game is with Spain, who were the favourites for this pool on Thursday. They had a pretty handy win over Poland on Monday and play this evening in their second game against Austria. So yeah, it's going to come down the seed. So GB is through to the next round now, but their seeding will be contingent on how they perform against Spain. There's some. If you look at the stats there on the EU. EU baseball website, there's some pretty crooked numbers being hung up there. Germany won their first game 23-0 against Slovakia. Unsurprising, you'd expect the German team to be very strong. But, you know, the more runs and the better your run differential, the better, I think. But yeah, we're doing pretty well, holding our own, which is good to see.
Frog in my throat. We'll switch. Yeah. Then start talking about GB players then, because we did have a question from Robin Vera, regular podcast questioner, who was asking how are the GB players doing in the minors at the moment. So while you do that, John, I'm going to try and work out how to get the viewer chat on here, because I have no idea how to do it.
Yeah, see if we've got anyone actually watching this. That'd be good to know. So yeah. To answer Rob's question, I'm not going to cover them all, and I will do another minoring in British. Possibly not this week, because I'm very busy and I'm here, there, and everywhere with work, but maybe at the weekend. And we've got a couple of articles that are worth checking out. We've got one that Rob himself has done on rookies from each team, which I posted up earlier, which is a week or so old now, but certainly worth a look. It's only up there now because of me. So have a look at that. And Adam Perry has done a really, really cool piece on Israel baseball, which is going to be posted up in a couple of days' time. I just haven't got round to putting that into the site and editing it. So minoring in British will come later in the week. A few quick updates for Rob and for whoever else is listening out there. So Michael Roth, who is in AAA, so he's currently the highest ranked player in the minor systems, he's moved. He was with the San Francisco Giants organization, pitching for the Sacramento River Cats, their AAA affiliate. He opted out of that contract around 3.5 weeks ago, at the beginning of July. At the beginning of July, and he's moved to Durham. Sadly, not County Durham, but Durham, North Carolina. And is Rob in your race system with the Bulls? He's had a bit of a mixed start, but he's obviously feeling like he's got more chance of making the big league club with the Bulls than he had with San Francisco. So keep an eye on that one. The other guy who started the year at the top level was Jacob Esch. Indeed, he actually made an appearance, albeit an ill-fated single batter walk appearance for the San Diego Padres. His year has gone from bad to worse, unfortunately. He was injured for a while and spent a little time with the San Diego Rookie League affiliate in the Arizona League. He's back in, you know, more organized high level ball, but unfortunately it's only at high A. That's as high as he's found himself. He's in Lake Elsinore. He's scuffling a little bit. So it looks like a bit of a reset year for Jake, and fingers crossed that he manages to come through that. Couple of others just to pick up on. Jordan Serena, as we mentioned on the website a couple of months ago, spent a little bit of time in AA, 3 games to be precise. And he left AA Mobile with a WRC plus of 266. So not bad, eh? Unfortunately, his WRC plus in high A, which is where he has returned to with the Inland Empire 66s, is a rather more human-looking 69, which is, of course, nice, but not as nice as perhaps Jordan would like. He's a bit of a BABIP victim, and this is looking like a year of adjustment for him. I expect he'll repeat high A next year and hopefully do a little better. Champ Stewart and PJ Conlon, of course, our favourites up in Binghamton. He'll be playing the Erie Seawolves in the Split Allegiances game on the 16th. UK night, everybody. Champ has stolen 33 bags this year. So, as usual, his plus-plus tool is his speed. His plate discipline has improved quite a lot. He's got a 333 on base percentage, which is higher than any mark that he's had in his career by quite some distance. But his OPS is still below 700. So Champ Stewart is what he is by now. Unfortunately, with the Mets not making a run on the playoffs, he's not going to be called up as a sort of pinch run speedster, unfortunately. So keep an eye. I expect he'll probably repeat AA. And PJ has a 3.65 ERA, which is a slightly better mark than his FIP. Nevertheless, it's been a good first year at AA for PJ thus far. And I would expect very much that he will start AA next year, but probably graduate to AAA relatively quickly to that lovely place where pitchers go to die, Las Vegas.
Jake Esch is forward. Pretty large. Cool, I've gone all echoey. What's it done there?
Sorry?
I just went all echoey then.
Yeah, you're right. Jake has gone from the MLB Miami Marlins to the high A Lake Elsinore Storm in less than 12 months. It would be interesting to get his side of that story. I know he's had some shoulder problems and some arm problems, but I think he's had a lot of bad luck as well. We'll maybe try and reach out to him and get him on a future podcast, because he's a pretty good dude by all accounts.
Yeah, if we can get him on, that would be great. We're hoping for lots of listener questions at this point now.
We got any?
But there aren't any.
Have we got any listeners?
We've got two people watching, supposedly.
Oh, excellent. Hi, guys. Do you want to ask us a question?
Hello. Just anything, literally. Anything. I'll tell you about my spades if you want, and my bike wheel if needs be. But I think I'm looking at the right live chat. I have no idea. It doesn't seem to be working that well. I don't know how to do this. Maybe I should have done some practice beforehand, but I didn't.
Maybe you should. I've spoken more than you, and I was the last minute standing. Do you want to talk about Devers for the last 5 minutes? You can do that.
Oh, I can do that. Old po-faced Devers.
Eduardo Nunez, greatest player in the history of baseball.
How the hell did this happen? When we didn't sign Todd Frazier, I was thinking, oh, okay, that's pretty disappointing. But maybe Devers can, you know, fill in a little bit, and maybe we'll get somebody at the wave after the trade deadline through waivers. But then all of a sudden, Nunes has been amazing.
Yeah, he's been all right. He's also got some of the best facial hair in baseball. Very, very well sculpted. That's a man with one of those small Remingtons, you know, the ones where your beard shaping device that you get down Argos. He's definitely been down Argos as Eduardo, or whatever the Dominican equivalent of Argos is. Los Argos.
El Argos.
Lagos. No, that's Lagos. French. They don't, to my knowledge, speak French in the Dominican Republic. That's Haiti.
Do the Red Sox continue this run? Because they had a very similar run last year where they went 11 games unbeaten.
Possibly. I mean, the problem is that they've been playing an absolutely terrible team in the White Sox, and they got two walk-off wins, one in the bottom of the ninth. That was Cleveland, wasn't it? And one in the 11th. You know, it's not difficult to beat this Chicago White Sox team. It kind of depends. I would really like them to, if they get a few wins off the Rays and the Yankees over the next 5 or 6 days. Say they take three out of five. That'll be very nice.
Yeah, I know it's going to sound strange, but I think the Rays wins are probably a bit more important than the Yankees ones, because if we can kill off the Rays, then there's one less team that we have to worry about.
The Rays are 5.5 games out now, so I think that the Rays are now only half a game up on the Orioles, which after all of my chat around the trade deadline about Jeremy Hellickson, Tim Beckham, MLB Player of the Week, Tim Beckham. So there you go. I was completely wrong about all of that. Chin scenery candidate, if ever there was one.
I don't think it was just your chat. I think it was everyone in baseball's chat. Everyone was convinced that the Orioles were doing the stupid thing, which, to be fair, I was as well. I'm not going to be Billy Big Balls now and say, no, they weren't. We've actually had a question for Michael Shipley.
Oh, right. Oh, is it some boasting about the Blue Jays?
No, it's not. Michael doesn't do that. Michael's a nice guy. He's put, what percentage of the British under 23 team are British born and bred? I have no idea.
That's a good question, which I can't give a straight answer to, but I think the answer is the majority of them. If I recall correctly, there are four players who are currently in the American college system. One would assume that they were born in America. I know for a fact that Nolan Bond, Hayden Platt, and the outrageously named Conrad Cornell, who could come from no other country but the United States of America, they're certainly all American with a British heritage. I think the rest of them, most of them, are British. There's one or two of Spanish lineage, so Juan Diaz and Miguel Rodriguez. Obviously, they have something of either a Latin American or a Spanish flavour, although I believe those two guys are both British. They both play for the Southampton Mustangs, and I think they were born in the UK, or certainly qualify for the UK on residency grounds. So, yeah, but then, of course, you've got Jordan, you've got Connor, you've got lads like Jamie Dixon there, who are all, you know, London Mets, Southampton Mustangs, Hearts, Falcons. That's where they've come from. So, a lot of them is the answer.
I think, yeah, I think the majority of the under-23s are. I think when you get to the adults, national side, whatever you want to call it, I think that's where it starts to split a little bit, especially when it comes to big tournaments, which, yeah, as we discussed at the time, I haven't got a problem with at all, because if it helps us advance and it helps our image grow, I haven't got a problem whatsoever.
It depends, doesn't it? I think in the World Baseball Classic, there were two. There was Jordan and there was Richard Klein. In the European Championships, which took place in the weeks just before the World Baseball Classic, there were more than two. I think there were the majority. There was Chris Bassett, and I think Conrad Cornell played in that tournament as well. The rest of them were, you know, playing in the NBL, playing in Germany, playing in Italy.
Hmm. Yeah, so I don't see it being a major issue. I don't know if Michael was heading that way, but maybe it was just an inquisitive
question. I'm sure he wasn't. You got anything other than coughs? You should have had Benny Lynn, mate. Some Calpol before you came on.
I've been rushing around today, actually, trying to get stuff sorted. I was planning to go for a run, but that all went out the window. So,
Bournemouth? No, you haven't. Stop talking.
Oh, is that the length of your journey? Bournemouth and back.
I know that you fly a lot, but I went on a plane today, which is one more plane than you've been on today. So there you go. Yeah,
That's a fair one. I am flying tomorrow. Yeah. I think that is literally all we've got time for, because we said it was going to be half an hour.
Yeah, that is all we've got time for. But join me on Thursday with Gabriel, where we'll go more in depth on the under-23s. And Mike will definitely ask Gabriel your question, because I'm sure that he'll have an answer to that. And interestingly, Gabriel is himself a British citizen with a bit of American about him, which you'll probably be able to tell as soon as he starts speaking, because he's got a bit of a transatlantic twang going on. So he'll have some interesting views on that, I guess, too.
That's cool. Yeah, do check that out. As John said, he's going to hopefully get Liam Carroll on Wednesday, which may be a short pod, maybe to throw at the start of the Thursday one. Or are you going to release it as a separate one?
We'll see. I think if we're going to do Thursday, I'll probably tack it on the end or tack it on the front or something like that. And I might just stick it up as a YouTube video for those who don't want to download the whole podcast or something like that.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Right. You can find us at batflips_nerds on Twitter. You can find us on facebook.com/batflipsandnerds. You can go onto our website, batflipsandnerds.com, where you can find lots of articles from lots of people who have done lots of amazing writing. Not myself or John, because we haven't done it for a very long time, because we have been busy. But yes, do get in touch through the website. Do get in touch through Twitter and Facebook, etc. We will reply. And please
see you on Sunday. See you on Sunday.
Oh, are you going?
No, we'll see you on Sunday, because you're all coming to the Manchester meetup.
I haven't finished yet. Let me get that. So please do rate and review us on iTunes, on Stitcher, and all the other apps. I have no idea what the other ones are, but people must use other apps to listen to their podcasts. But do rate us. Do review us. We keep promising review of the week and giving away some sort of prize, but we never do it. But it is coming. I promise. I promise. It'll come one day. And as John mentioned, we will see you all on Sunday. I will be there, work dependent. Hopefully it'll be okay. John will definitely be there. There will be 50 other people there. There will be the Erie Seawolves on the television. There will potentially be the Blue Jays on the television. There will potentially be the Indians on the television. And lots of beer, lots of ale, lots of pies. Let's do it.
See you there, chums.
Bye. Thanks for watching, listening. Bye.